హరే కృష్ణ. సో వేర్ రీడింగ్ చైతన్య చరితామృతం. విల్ కంటిన్యూ ఫ్రమ్ యెస్టర్డేస్ రీడింగ్. వేర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ చైతన్య చరితామృత ఆది లీల చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 3 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 30 ఆన్వర్డ్స్. 30 onwards, right? I think you finished 30. Check once. I checked on YouTube. I think he stopped at 30. Yeah? Which one I should prove? 22, you are saying? 25, okay. Okay, so Archit Prabhu is saying 25 onwards we'll start. 26, okay. ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయా చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందే అహం శ్రీగురోః శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ. శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం. శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణలలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. నమామి విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే. శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే. నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద. శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే. హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. చైతన్య చరితామృత ఆది లీల చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 3 26. యుగ ధర్మ ప్రవర్తన హయ అంశ హైతే అమ వినా అన్య నారే వ్రజ ప్రేమ దితే. Lord Shri Krishna is thinking, that's his thoughts. Srila Prabhupada's translation, my plenary portions can establish the principles of religion for each age. No one but me, however, can bestow the kind of loving service performed by the residents of Vraja. Sattvavtarabhava పంకజ నాభస్య సర్వతో భద్రా కృష్ణాత్ అన్య కో వా లతాస్వపి ప్రేమదో భవతి. దేర్ మే బి మెనీ ఆల్ ఆస్పిషియస్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్, బట్ హూ అదర్ దాన్ లార్డ్ శ్రీ కృష్ణ కెన్ బెస్టో లవ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ అపాన్ ద సరెండర్డ్ సోల్స్. ద పర్పర్ట్. This quotation from the writings of Bilvamangal Thakur is found in the Laghu Bhagavata Amrita 1.5.37. Tahate apana bhakta ganakari sange prithivite avatari karimunana range. Therefore, in the company of my devotees, I shall appear on earth and perform various colorful pastimes. Eta bhavi kalikale prathama sandhyaya avatirna haila krishna apani nadiyaya. Thinking thus, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna himself, descended at Nadia early in the age of Kali. Sri Prabhupada's purport. The Prathama Sandhya is the beginning of the age. According to astronomical calculation, the age is divided into 12 parts. The first of these 12 divisions is known as the Prathama Sandhya. The Prathama Sandhya and Shesha Sandhya, the last division of the preceding age, form the junction of the two ages. According to the Surya Siddhanta, the Pratham Sandhya of Kali Yuga lasts 36,000 solar years. Lord Chaitanya appeared in the Pratham Sandhya after 4,586 solar years of Kali Yuga had passed. Chaitanya Simhera Nava Dvipe Avatara Simha Griva Simha Virya Simhera Hunkara. Thus, the lion-like Lord Chaitanya has appeared in Navadvip. He has the shoulders of a lion, the powers of a lion, and the loud voice of a lion. Say Simha Vasuk Jivera Ridaya Kandare Kalmashadvi Radha Nashe Jahara Hunkare. May that lion be seated in the core of the heart of every living being. Thus, with his resounding roar, may he drive away one's elephantine vices. Prathama Leelayatara Vishwambhara Naam Bhakti Rase Bharila Dharila Bhutagram. Translation. In his early pastimes, he is known as Vishwambhar because he floods the world with the nectar of devotion and thus saves the living beings. Dubhrun Dhatura Artha Poshana Dharana Pushila Dharila Premadiya Tribhuvana. The verbal root Dubhrun, which is the root of the word Vishwambhar, indicates nourishing and maintaining. He, Lord Chaitanya, nourishes and maintains the three worlds by distributing love of God. In Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna is speaking to Arjuna and he mentions that he is the one who nourishes everyone and everything. And Krishna tells Arjuna specifically for his devotees that Krishna preserves what the devotee has and he also provides. So, when we extend this, Lord Chaitanya, he is called Vishwambhar, but not only in the aspect that he is filling the bellies of all the living entities. Usually, Krishna or Hari is called Vishwambhar. Vishwambhar means Vishwambharati iti. Śrīla Prabhupāda mentions in the next verse, let's read the next verse, then we'll get the better idea. Śeṣa līlāya dhare nāma śrī Krishna chaitanya śrī Krishna jānāya sabha viśva kaila dhanya. In his later pastimes, he is known as Lord Śrī Krishna Chaitanya. He blesses the whole world by teaching about the name and fame of Lord Śrī Krishna. Okay, this is a long purport. So before that, Śrīla Prabhupāda actually mentions in one of the previous verses, Vishwambhar means, it begins from the root word Dubhrun. Means somebody that is maintaining entire universe. So there is a verse where Krishna is called Vishwambhar because he is providing all the living entities with whatever they need. One time Śrīla Prabhupāda was talking to his disciples and he said that, don't worry, about the maintenance so much. If Krishna is taking care of even the big, gigantic elephants in somewhere in the other part of the world, in Africa, big elephants are eating. And how much they are eating? They are not eating like small quantity that we eat. They are eating tons and tons of different foodstuffs. And Srila Prabhupada asked the question, who provides them? They have so much appetite. Who is providing? There is a Chanakya Pandit's verse. Kachinta mama jivane yadi hari vishwambharo giyate noche darbhak jivanaya janani stanyam katham nirmayet ityaloch muhur muhur yadupate lakshmipate kevalam tvatpadambujasevanena satatam kalomayaniyate. He also mentions the same, that he says that why should I worry about anything at all if I know that Hari, Vishwambar, he is the one ultimately who is going to provide. And he is providing everyone. When I think about Arbhaka, a newly born baby. So, a newly born baby, who is providing him with anything? A newly born baby doesn't have any college certificate, no degree, no job. Doesn't have any friends. No Facebook, no Instagram. There is nothing for a newly born baby. There is no contacts, no friends, no relatives as such. Completely dependent, and even such a tiny little baby is being taken care by Krishna by providing the milk in the breast of the mother. Koche darbhaka jivanaya janani. So who is giving him with the supply of milk? The mothers don't create milk. So how the arrangement is properly made by Krishna, by the creator, the ultimate God, that he is taking care of everyone, even a tiny newborn who has nothing to depend upon, is also being taken care by Krishna. Then Chanakya Pandit says, Itya lochi muhur muhur yadupate lakshmi pate kevalam. After I have understood this, I always like to contemplate on this. I like to think about this again and again and again and again. Itya lochi muhur muhur. Again and again I like to contemplate that who is maintaining that tiny baby? If Krishna is maintaining that tiny little baby, why won't he maintain me? Especially if I am constantly singing the glories of Krishna. If Krishna is taking care of some remote elephants or an ant somewhere in, you know, far, far away in on the earth, somewhere, but still Krishna is taking care, why not me? So that's why Chanakya Pandit says that's why my only prayer is that let my every moment be passed in the service of Sri Krishna. So it's a Vishwambar, this word. Usually means that somebody who is maintaining, somebody who is feeding you, somebody who is providing, the provider. But now here, Srila Prabhupada, how he translates, it's really beautiful to understand. Srila Prabhupada mentions that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nourishes and maintains the three worlds. That's why he's called Vishwambhar. But not just by giving them food. How? By distributing love of God. Because the real food of soul is not rice, dal, chapati, sabji, paneer. The soul is not going to be very happy when there is paneer or some gulab jamun. The real food of love, the real food of the soul is love. That's why Srila Prabhupada mentions that example of the cage. The bird is inside. The bird, the lady is taking care of the cage of the bird. But she's forgetting to feed the bird, and then the bird is going to die. The cage is like the body. The body has many needs, but ultimately the soul needs to be nourished and needs to be maintained properly. And the food of the soul is love of Krishna. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the reason he is great, he is the most munificent, the most magnanimous, is because he is maintaining and nourishing all the three worlds by giving that food of soul, that love that everyone is hankering for. Okay, we'll read the purport now. Lord Chaitanya remained a householder only until his 24 year had passed. Then he entered the renounced order and remained manifest in this material world until his 48th year. Therefore, his Shesha Leela, or the final portion of his activities, lasted 24 years. Some so-called Vaishnavas say that the renounced order of life was not accepted in the Vaishnav Sampradaya or disciplic succession until Lord Chaitanya. This is not a very intelligent proposition. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the sannyas order from Sripad Keshav Bharati, who belonged to the Shankara sect, which approves of only 10 names for sannyasis. Long before the advent of Sripad Shankaracharya, however, the sannyas order existed in the Vaishnava line of Vishnu Swami. In the Vishnu Swami Vaishnava Sampradaya, there are 10 different kinds of sannyas names and 108 different names for sannyasis who accept the three danda, the triple staff of sannyas. This is approved by the Vedic rules. Therefore, Vaishnava sannyas was existent even before the appearance of Shankaracharya. Although those who know nothing about Vaishnava sannyas unnecessarily declare that there is no sannyas in the Vaishnava Sampradaya. During the time of Lord Chaitanya, the influence of Shankaracharya in society was very strong. People thought that one could accept sannyas only in the disciplic succession of Shankaracharya. Lord Chaitanya could have performed his missionary activities as a householder. But he found householder life an obstruction to his mission. Therefore, he decided to accept the renounced order, sannyas. Since his acceptance of sannyas was also designed to attract public attention, Lord Chaitanya, not wishing to disturb the social convention, took the renounced order of life from a sannyasi in the disciplic succession of Shankaracharya. Although sannyas was also sanctioned in the Vaishnava Sampradaya. One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he grabbed the hands of Nityanand Prabhu. You know, this happened when Jagai and Madhai were delivered, and entire Nadiya, Navadvip, was singing the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were singing the merciful nature of Nityanand Prabhu. They were saying that if these two rascals, Jagai and Madhai, like they are so fallen, they are beyond calculation, they are so sinful. If these two sinful people, if they can be made into Vaishnavas, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be really great person. He must be Krishna himself. And everyone was glorifying. And that was also the plan of Nityanand Prabhu when he approached Jagai and Madhai. But there were some people, there were some class of men who started to ridicule Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they started to say that these people are very sinners. How can these people, all of a sudden they are wearing dhoti kurta, all of a sudden they have a tilak, and this doesn't, it's not right. They are sinful, means sinful. They should not be allowed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya is wrong. So many people also started to criticize. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he mentions that one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grabbed the hands of Nityananda Prabhu and he took him to a secluded place and they both sat down. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to reveal his heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, I really have a desire that I want to take sannyas. But Nityananda Prabhu became very morose. As soon as he heard that my Lord will take sannyas, that means he also thought of the future. That means I have to see my Lord, you know, shaved head. That means I won't be able to see his beautiful, long, curly hairs. And also he has to accept, you know, sannyas danda. And he has to also beg alms door to door like sannyasi. This sight I cannot bear. So as soon as Nityananda Prabhu even heard the word sannyas, his face completely was so sad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could feel that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to say that, I am telling you because you are non-different than me. That's why I am telling you my desires the first. So that you will encourage me. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to give the second reason behind his sannyas. The first one we already heard, that some people started to ridicule. The second reason was, during that period, one time, as we know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sakshat Krishna. He is Krishna, but disguised by accepting the bodily luster of Srimati Radharani. So, it's like Krishna has disguised himself. He has hidden his blackish color, bluish blackish color. He has disguised by taking the color of Srimati Radharani. And he has also taken the mood of Srimati Radharani. Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naumi Krishna Swarupam. He has taken the bodily luster of Srimati Radharani and he has accepted the loving mood of Srimati Radharani. So in that mood, one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radharani in the Vrindavan, Brajalila. And one day he started to shout, Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. That's how he started shouting, Gopi. And those days Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very well known as Nimai Pandit. And he had a school. He used to teach in the school. One of the students heard Gopi, Gopi. And he thought, something is wrong with our teacher today. So he approached the teacher, Nimai Pandit, and he said, my dear sir, you should not chant Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. What is Gopi, Gopi? Rather, you should chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Because the name Krishna has so much significance. The name Krishna has been glorified by all the Vedas. Chanting Gopi Gopi, it won't give you any benediction. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was completely absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And he thought that this guy is Krishna's messenger. He saw him as a gopa. And he thought it is Krishna's messenger. And Srimati Radharani was completely in the mood of separation from Krishna. And she was angry. In that mood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, he started chastising the student. He said, Krishna, why should I take name of Krishna? Krishna is full of faults. He has so many vices. I'm not going to take name of Krishna. Then the student started to tell something more. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had enough. He took a stick and he started to chase the student. The student thought the teacher has lost it. Then the student ran and he went and told other students that our teacher is gone crazy. And now he's beating me. So those students had conspired that we have to teach a lesson to this Nimai Pandit because this is not proper. So that was also second reason that some people had conspired to attack Nimai Pandit. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is revealing Nityananda Prabhu that that's why I want to take sannyas, because the reason I have descended in this world is to deliver the entire world. I want to break the shackles of illusory energy of Maya by which all the living entities have been bound, tied to this material world, and they are suffering life after life, birth after birth. They are constantly being harassed by the illusory energy. I have come here to break those shackles, deliver the three worlds. But because these people are offending me, they are not able to understand me. Rather than delivering them, actually I am ruining them. Actually I am taking them to a hellish life because they are offending me. And that's why, my dear Nityanand, I want to take sannyas. Because if I take sannyas, I will go in the doors of these people who are offending me, who are conspiring against me. And because I am a sannyasi, they will have no choice but to bow down. At that time, they cannot conspire anything. Because right now, they just think that I am just a normal, some pandit, Nimai pandit. He's just a teacher. He's just a householder. But when I become sannyasi, the people in general, they have to bow down to me. And just by bowing down to me, they will be delivered. So that is my plan. So then Nityananda Prabhu said that, my dear Lord, who can stop you? There is a difference between desiring something and achieving something for all of us, like people in general. There is a gap between desiring something and achieving something. There is a gap that once we desire something, then we have to work hard for it, and ultimately that desire will be fulfilled. But for you, my Lord, desiring something and achieving, there is no difference. As soon as you have desired, that means it has happened. So what can I do? If it is your desire, then you will take sannyas and I will be with you, I'll stand with you. So that was how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had decided to take sannyas. So we'll read the next. In the Shankar Sampradaya, there are 10 different names awarded to sannyasis. First one is Tirtha, Ashram, Vana, Aranya, Giri, Parvat, Sagar, Saraswati, Bharati and Puri. Before one enters sannyas, he has one of the various names for a brahmachari, the assistant to a sannyasi. Sannyasis with the titles Tirtha and Ashram generally stay at Dwarka, and their brahmachari name is Swarupa. Those known by the names Vana and Aranya stay at Purushottam or Jagannath Puri, and their brahmachari name is Prakash. Those with the names Giri, Parvat and Sagar generally stay at Badrikashram, and their brahmachari name is Ananda. Those with the title Saraswati, Bharati and Puri usually live at Sringeri in South India, and their brahmachari name is Chaitanya. Shripad Shankaracharya established 4 monasteries in India in the 4 directions, north, south, east and west. And he entrusted them to 4 sannyasis who were his disciples. Now there are hundreds of branch monasteries under these 4 principal monasteries. And although there is an official symmetry among them, there are many differences in their dealings. The 4 different sects of these monasteries are known as Anandavar, Bhogavar, Kitavar and Bhumivar. And in course of time, they have developed different ideas and different slogans. According to the regulation of the disciplic succession, One who wishes to enter the renounced order in Shankara sect must first be trained as a brahmachari under a bona fide sannyasi. The brahmachari's name is ascertained according to the group to which the sannyasi belongs. Lord Chaitanya accepted sannyas from Keshava Bharati. When he first approached Keshava Bharati, he was accepted as a brahmachari with the name Shri Krishna Chaitanya Brahmachari. After he took sannyas, he preferred to keep the name Krishna Chaitanya. The great authorities in the disciplic succession had not offered to explain why Lord Chaitanya refused to take the name Bharati after he took sannyas from a Bharati. Until Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj volunteered the explanation that because a sannyasi in the Shankara Sampradaya thinks that he has become the supreme, Lord Chaitanya, wanting to avoid such a misconception, kept the name Shri Krishna Chaitanya, placing himself as an eternal servitor. A brahmachari is supposed to serve the spiritual master. Therefore, he did not negate that relationship of servitude to his spiritual master. Accepting such a position is favorable for the relationship between the disciple and the spiritual master. The authentic biographies also mention that Lord Chaitanya accepted the danda, rod, and begging pot, symbolic of the sannyas order, at the time he took sannyas. So this is very important. Many persons, they sometimes criticize, saying that why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas in Shankar Sampradaya. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he mentions that in those days Shankaracharya, that disciplic succession was considered the only, and also it was considered as the most famous one. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided that he will take sannyas in that sampradaya, but at the same time he did not accept the title Bharati. Rather, he kept his name Shri Krishna Chaitanya to tell the world that the living entity should never aspire to become one with the Supreme. Because by nature we are different and one at the same time. We are one only qualitatively with the Supreme, but quantitatively there is huge difference. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is showing the world by his own example. That's why he took the name in that fashion. So after sannyas, as we know, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started preaching. So the third reason given in Chaitanya Bhagavad, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, the third and the most important reason was that so that he can travel without any restriction, so that he can deliver unlimited number of fallen conditioned souls all over. So as soon as he took sannyas, we know that he went to Shantipur at Advaita Acharya Prabhu's home, and since from there, after staying there, he started preaching without any cessation. He constantly preached. He started traveling. He went to South India. All the way he walked, and then he was preaching, and he literally delivered so many souls. Just by seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful dancing, just by looking at his beautiful lotus-like face, all the people in general, they would start to feel the love of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would dance so beautifully that people would start appreciating. People would start falling in love just by watching him. And that's how he attracted so many millions of souls towards him. And in that fashion, he delivered all of them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had a mission to send his disciples to Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he actually is considered the root of our tree. Srila Prabhupada mentions many a times that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is our hero, and we should follow his example strictly. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the reason he has appeared, he is Krishna, but he has appeared like a devotee so that he can show the world, he can show everyone what is the best way to become devotee. What is the best way to serve Krishna? Krishna is showing himself. And sometimes a teacher, just to show the students, he may sit with them. And the teacher may, you know, do everything what the students are doing. He may repeat, he may do homework with them, he may, you know, grab their hand and try to show them how to write, you know, holding their hand. The student should not think that the teacher also is trying to learn with him. You know, the teacher already knows, the teacher is already learned. But mercifully, he is coming down to the platform of the students. The same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sakshat Krishna, he thought that I have given the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, but very soon, the age of Kali, the darkness of Kali Yuga is spreading so fast that literally Krishna finished his avatar, he went back and he saw that there is so much darkness and I just spoke Bhagavad Gita, I just gave a beautiful narration of Bhagavad Gita, very clear, distinct instructions, and literally in no time, so many fools and rascals, they have written their own commentaries, they have written their own concoctions, and literally, you know, such a simple path, they have made it very difficult. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, he is thinking, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he mentions different reasons of his appearance as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, different reasons, internal and external, because of this. So Krishna is thinking that let me come as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Prabhupada also mentions, and especially in this beautiful purport, we can take this line, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not accept the title Bharati, placing himself as an eternal servitor of the spiritual master. When Srila Prabhupada, he glorifies Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, he wrote that beautiful poem, Krishna Taba Punyaha Bebhai. So he mentions that Sri Siddhanta Saraswati Shachisuta Priyati Krishna Sevya Jara Tulanai Seise Mahanta Guru Jagater Madhe Uru Krishna Bhakti Dehi Thai Thai. So Sri Prabhupada, he is the best example of how one should become eternal servitor of one spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada came to the West and he always thought that I am just a representative of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. One time Srila Prabhupada said that my spiritual master is very merciful unto you, that's why he has sent me here. So Srila Prabhupada never thought that I am the one, I am the chosen one. Even though Srila Prabhupada received so much reciprocation, Srila Prabhupada gave all the credit to the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada, even before he stepped in the western land, he wrote this. He mentions, Tahale ananda hai, tabahai digvijay, chaitanyera kripa atishai. When my spiritual master will be pleased, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy will flow without any limit. When the spiritual master will be happy, then there will be a huge tsunami of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy that will come upon you. So that's Srila Prabhupada's writing, so beautiful. He says, Prithivite Nagaradi Asamudra Nadanai Sakale Loi Krishna Nam. By the mercy of my spiritual master Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, even the immovable objects, even the dead matter will resound the holy names of Krishna. That is the power of my spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada also says, Tahale anand hoy, taba hoy digvijay. So, this last point we should remember. Srila Prabhupada said, even before he started his preaching activity, he said, when my spiritual master will be pleased, I will conquer the entire world. So that is called confidence. Like Srila Prabhupada has not even started preaching, but he has so much faith, so much conviction, that he is saying that anybody can conquer the world, Digvijay. So, this we see in the life of Srila Prabhupada. One time, Srila Prabhupada was chanting outside his home, because we know that Srila Prabhupada's wife, she did not allow Srila Prabhupada to chant inside. She would feel disturbance. So she would ask, when Srila Prabhupada was householder, she would ask, can you please step out and chant, please? So much Hare Krishna constantly. Please, can you please chant outside? So Srila Prabhupada would always chant outside in the veranda. And there was one Prabhupada's god brother, Daul Govind Shastri, who was staying on the upstairs. He is also a disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. And he was a very scholarly person, Sanskrit expert. And he would take many classes. He had many students. So one day, Srila Prabhupada was chanting very intensely, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada chanting constantly and intensely. And he saw some of the students were coming, were passing. He was sitting in the stairs. And he saw that so many students are going. And then his godbrother came, Daul Govind Shastri. And he said that, Abhay Babu, I just gave a talk to my students about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction. Prithivite Nagaradi, everywhere, Prithivite Jata Nagaradi Gram, Sarvatra Prachar Haiva Moranam. In every town and village on this earth, my names will be chanted. That is the prediction of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I just delivered a class to my students, but I don't know how it will happen. How is it possible? We are here and we are talking about every town and village in the entire earth. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. How is it even possible? And Srila Prabhupada is listening. Srila Prabhupada said that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said it, it has to happen. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said these words, it has to happen. So, Daul Govind Shastri said, who will do it? Who is going to do this? So, Srila Prabhupada, he understood that he had just given a class, but he doesn't have complete conviction. Srila Prabhupada said, one day a fool who has completely surrendered unto the lotus feet of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, he will do it. So, Daul Govind Shastri was taken aback. And he thought that maybe it could be me because I am also a disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada understood and he immediately said, it will not be you. And it was like a thunderbolt for him. Because Srila Prabhupada understood that he has just spoken but he doesn't have complete conviction. But as we can see, Srila Prabhupada has so much conviction that even before putting his first step in America, he has written that Tahale anand hai, tab hai digvijay. That when my spiritual master will be pleased, I can conquer the entire earth by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Chaitanya Charitamritam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Guru Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Oh, you want to ask questions, yeah? 5 minutes, if you want. Which one? It's Chaitanya Bhagavad. It is in that, and also Nit. Which one? It's in Lilamrit. Lilam. Yeah. It's in the Chanakya Niti, it is there. Maybe it's 10th chapter in Chanakya Niti. This beautiful verse is there. Then Nityanand Prabhu, he never liked that my Lord is taking sannyas. He never liked the idea. But he, you know, because he is devotee, like all the devotees, they like to serve the desire of Krishna. So he accepted the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but inside he was like, my Lord can deliver anyone anytime he wants. He doesn't need any restriction as such. Because we have to understand the mood of Nityanand Prabhu. Nityanand Prabhu, he is Avadhuta. Avadhuta is a state, it's like a stature, where the rules and regulations don't carry any meaning as such. It's a completely different position of Avadhuta. So Nityanand Prabhu, he is like the emblem, he's like the topmost person in that category of Avadhuta. So Nityanand Prabhu has inside some little grudge, and he thought that I can still handle myself, but how will Mother Shachi, how will she pass her days and nights without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How could he do that? He has a little tiny dissatisfaction. And so that's why later on when he is traveling to Vrindavan, they were traveling. That time Jagadanand Pandit had the sannyas danda, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went for a bath, and that time he broke into three. So it is also Nityanand Prabhu's, you know, inconceivable leela pastime. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, he actually chastises Nityanand Prabhu that how could you do that, Nithai? But inside he was happy. Actually, Srila Prabhupada mentions that because Chaitanya and Nityananda, they are not non-different. They are Krishna Balaram. So they know each other very well. So externally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was angry that, Nithai, this is not an etiquette. How could you do that? This is my only possession. For a sannyasi, I don't have any possession. My only possession was that danda, and you have taken it away. How could you do that? So that's how he externally showed the anger. But inside he was happy because he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't have to carry any danda. He's not bound by any rule as such. And he also cut it into three because then it becomes Vaishnava sannyas. Because Mayavadi sannyasis, they accept ek danda, one danda sannyas. And then Nityanand Prabhu cut it into three, so it's become three dandi, so it's Vaishnava sannyas. The more and more we contemplate upon our spiritual master, and the more and more we hear from him or hear from other devotees about him, the more and more we absorb ourselves in the mood of our spiritual master, then actually we feel the presence of the spiritual master. Then we actually try to understand that what he wants from me. So like Srila Prabhupada, he himself, like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, had departed. And Srila Prabhupada was living like a householder, and he was having a like comfortable life. But he was constantly absorbed what my spiritual master wants from me. He was constantly trying his best to serve the spiritual master, his instructions. And then he saw the dream. Then in that dream he saw that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he saw that great personality, tall, and he had a danda, and he was very effulgent, and he was saying that, come to me, you should accept sannyas now, and I'll take care of everything. Just, you have to come to me, and you have to take sannyas. So actually, Srila Prabhupada saw three dreams like that. First time, he just saw the person, Second time he just saw that the person was asking, calling him towards himself. He was calling Srila Prabhupada towards him. And the third dream, it was clear. It's Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he was saying that you should take sannyas. So third dream Srila Prabhupada saw, and he thought that how is it possible? I cannot take sannyas. How will I take sannyas? So Srila Prabhupada, he himself tells that I was horrified by the dream when I woke up. But Srila Prabhupada, he kept on, and then he also got the strength. So I think spiritual master, if we more and more absorb, the more and more doors of spirituality will open, the more opportunities, and I think the more we absorb ourselves, the more we'll understand his mood and what he wants from us. That's what I think. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.